Okay, good morning, everybody. So we begin Perek Dalet Halacha Beis in the Hilchos Mamrim, which is a very, very lengthy halacha with the Rambam. And it's interesting why he chose to do this, chose to spell out so many different cases as to how it would be possible to arrive at a davar shechayavim nos dono kares. And I want to focus in on one, which is the question of Sota, which occupied the Kesef Mishnah and the Lecha Mishnah. The Evan Ha'azel has a piece on it, as does the Merkeves HaMishnah, writes about it at some length, so we'll be focused, but let's at least lay out the basic doctrine, and it's a lengthy piece, but again, the Rambam is making his point that no matter how many steps removed, as long as the issue that it started with is a Din Torah, as we'll see, as opposed to the Gzeira, right, that's why we disagree with the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah said when it came to Chametz B'Shah Shishis, oh, it's because it could, you know, get involved in the Kiddushin question. Is it a Shavah Pruta or not? And really much more compelled by the Radvaz there that it's a Davar Shi'ikaro Minatara Be'isar Kares. But all of these are issues that are Dine Torah that then, you know, rise, you know, one step, two steps, 10 steps, 100 steps later to issues of Kares. So let's go through it. Echad Shenachlub Davar Shechayim Noz Donal Kares Al Shigas Ochatas O Shenachlub Davar Hamei Vili De Davar Shechayim Noz Donal Kares Al Shigas Ochatas Ketza Nachlub Isha Zo Imi Erva Im Lav Imara Dam Ze Metame Bisha Olo Im Zo Tmei Oleda Olo Im Zo Zava Olo Im Chelev Ze Aser Amutar V'cholik V'yotze Ba'ilu Arei Ze Cholik V'davar Shechayim Noz Donal Kares V'al Shigas Ochatas. Very straightforward. V'ketza Davar Hamei Vili De Davar Shechayim Noz Donal Kares Al Shigas Ochatas Kevin Shenachlub which again leads me to believe that the Kesef Mishnah was not correct in the previous halacha. This is where the Rambam paskins all of those in Yanim, which are maybe the Dekares in the sense of, the Mammon, and it's not really Mammon, and it's not Shavapruta, whatever. So it would be strange for the Rambam to do so in the previous halacha. If you want to say, oh, that's the Dinder Rabbanan, he hasn't even established yet that that's true for Dine Torah. So this seems like a very strange doctrine to me. And again, much more persuaded and compelled by the idea that it's a davar shachayav nozdon okares in the sense of the ikar hadavar chametz, on Pesach itself. Okay, the divrei omer shlo natal haba alav emezid. I apologize, skipped a line. So the Rav Shulzeh Shomer says a chayav lezeh kol shenatol menu kedin natol v'pibazin natol Rav Shulzeh Shomer pater o shomer ein elu ruyin ladun kol shenatol gezel biyadav im kiddush v'yishen v'mekudash the three omer shalom natol abala v'meizid anush karish b'shogig chayav chates v'nim tzadar v'meivid day davar shechayav nozun l'karish shigas v'chates v'chein im nechaku. This is going to be important for our purposes. B'dinei makos im zeh chayav malkos alo shechalak v'minyan hadayanim shalokin b'fneyem reiz a chayav shalom the three omer in aloka cholim hebo v'chayav in the shalim, the chol sheit on mehem kedin hotel, or the divya omer a kedin hotel, or the divya omer ben malkos who chol sheit on mehem gezel biyado, v'im kidesh po ishe in a mekudesha. So again, even malkos comes back to mamonos, which is really interesting. The Merkeves HaMishnah raises that as a suggestion for the question of Sota that we're going to get to. V'chenim nechagu be'arachan o'becharamim im zeh chayev liten o'eno hareza chayev shere divrei omer eno chayev liten im lakho mimenu hareza gezel mekadish v'yishen v'kudesh. V'chenim chalak alen v'pidyon kadshim im niftu alo niftu hareza chayev shere divrei omer in zeh pidyon im kidesh v'yishen v'kudesh. V'chenim leglu be'arifa sa'egla im enlu chayev im lahavi olo hareza chayev shere divrei omer chayev im lahavi Harehi asur behanav and mekadesh for ishein and mekudeshes. So v'chenim nachkuba arla v'chenim leklo b'lachin shechav peya imzala aniyam alabalabayas sorry zachayav shreila divrei omer alabalabayas sorry zagezel v'yada ani v'mkidesh for isha ain't a mekudeshes. So v'chenim chalakalein be'av me'avos atuma kegon negei baser negei batim negei begadim harei zachayav shreila divrei omer tahor muta dekanes b'mikdash lechal kadshim. Interestingly, the Mishnah Lamelech points out this question of Bias Mikdash is a little bit more controversial. Not everybody agrees to this because it's not a Chatas Kavu, it's a Karban Ola V'Yored. Okay, so we're going to leave that for now because that's really its own topic. Ula Divei Omer, Tamim Nichlas, O Achel Mezid Anushkaris V'Shogi Chayev Chatas. V'chein Nichlaka Bataris Mitzora, Im Yesh Lezetaro Ein Lo, V'chein Nichlaka Bashka Sota, why? If she's really chayev eslishtos, im meis habal kodem shetishta rezo asura liyibma.
Divrei Omer Eina Tzricha Misya Bemes, right? So it's just a regular case of Yibum. So the Kesef Mishnah says he doesn't really follow that. Akach Achkasha Mashkasa V'chein Naku Bashka Sota Harezo Asura Liyib Mashin Isra Sota Yibma Lischayv Lakaris V'tzarach Iyan Menaleha V'Rashi Pirish Meninacher Dok V'tishkach. The Lecha Mishnah picks up on that. He says, yeah, Rashi thought it was an issue of Mamanos, the Indian Ksuba, right? Because she doesn't get the Ksuba. Aval Rabbeinu Kasha Kamosha Hiksha Rav Kesef Mishnah Shein Isra Sota. This is really not a matter of kares. It should only be a lav. This lecha mishnah. Al yibum yischay v'la kares v'chinivrei b'divrei Rabbeinu perakid mehuchos yibum v'chalitza shekasem sham avol sota shemeis bala kodem sheyashkena me'amarim o she'ena ba'ashtiyah l'basgerish and arezo choletzis lo misya bemes v'im ha'isa l'tzara harei tzara misya bemes v'chasem sham aga mishnah arezo ketzara s'chaya v'ilavin mashrein din iser erva besota misafek. Ah, so that's a difficulty. Now again, as I mentioned, the Merkava Samishna says, I don't get it. What are they so worried about? So even if it's a question of lav, so lavin come down to malkos, right, for the yavam. And if it's a malkos, shalo kedin, so then they're chayav tashlumin, and with the tashlumin, that can lead to kiddushin, etc. V'chein kogol yotze bazeh, we'll come back to an answer in a second. Trikin libdok v'lachkor, So again, further evidence against the Tshuva Sarash, but it's very difficult because the Rambam says it explicitly, and the Radvaz, and the Radvaz in his Perish on the Rambam actually notes it here again, that because the Mechayev is Machlokas, so we're not really concerned whether he is Mekel or Machmer. The point is the Machlokas itself. So getting back to the question of Sota for a second, it was the husband died, and there's a Machlokas about whether or not she's Chayeves Lishtos, or she was Chayeves Lishtos, and that's going to have the implication for the Heter of the Yavam. So again, it doesn't sound like for the Rambam that it's connected to Malkos, because he separates it out. Why would he give that case in particular? And it doesn't sound like it's an issue of Ksuva, like Rashi says. So we really have, a difficult problem. So the Evan Ozel has a very long piece on this very lengthy Rambam, and he says, well, maybe we can argue that this situation isn't really a regular lav, because the Torah says, Acharei asher hutama'ah, right, we know that that's the Gemara in Yevamos on Yud Aleph, right? Or correctly, the Rabbos Sota Shenitma'a. So it's not a regular lav, it's like an Isser Tuma. And if that's true, in general, Kalva Chomer for somebody, who otherwise, wouldn't be allowed to marry her. So what I'd like to say, sort of like building off the Evan Ozel, because again, the Evan Ozel isn't saying that it's an Isser Kares. The Evan Ozel is saying that it's really, a lav plus. But I'm not quite sure how that gets you to where you need to get, because you need to get to an Isser Kares. So I'd like to suggest the following for the Rambam. Right? Any situation of Yibum is Makom Kares, because she's a Safek, right? Eshes Ha'ach. So what the Rambam, I think, appears to be saying, since it's a safek as to whether the Yavam is allowed to go ahead with this, even if you want to say that, Chametz itself, let's say Chametz Kodim Zmano is only an Isser Lav, but the Ikar Isser in that case, and remember the Rambam said in terms of the Shah Shishis, the Ikar Isser is an Isser Kare. So here the Ikar HaIsser, we always relate to any case of Yibum, we always relate to that as fundamentally b'ikar, a case of an Isser Kares. And so this is an unusual case because it involves a Sota, and we have a Machlokes, so maybe a Safek as to whether she's Chayavis Lishtos or not. So just like we said about, the Dinder Abanan, Mutatis Mutandis, now we're shifting it over to a Safek Doraisa, because the question is one of, Hashka Sota. But if we would assume that there really is a problem for the Yavam, she's Chayavis Lishtos, and then he died, right, so even if in that situation we would say, maybe this particular case doesn't rise to the level of Kares, only rise to the level of Lav, the fundamental Isser, in any case of whether or not Yibum should be done, the fundamental Isser is always an Isser of Eshes Ach, and maybe that's where the Rambam is coming from.